This episode is presented by Invest Puerto Rico. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place.
It's no secret that customers expect the best experience from every business, including yours. Whether it's with customer support, sales, or everything in between, Zendesk products help give your customers the experience they deserve. Better yet, qualifying startups can join the Zendesk for Startups program and get Zendesk products free for 6 months. That's all of Zendesk, free for 6 months. Win on every channel with the Zendesk for Startups program. Visit zendesk.com/equity to claim your free 6 months of Zendesk. Good morning and welcome to Equity Monday, TechCrunch's weekly kickoff. Each and every Monday, we take a quick and useful look at the markets, the latest early stage news, what happened over the weekend, and finally, we talk about what is coming up. Are you ready? Are you feeling good? Well, from Providence, Rhode Island, where the sky is gray, the temperature low, and the chance of rain high, let's go. Look, I presume you've been staying up on all things COVID-19 and coronavirus lately. I'm not going to run you through the numbers more than to say that living here in the U.S. is scary at the moment. We're leading the world in confirmed infections, and our tally rose by around 50% since Friday. That is not good. But let's try to keep our eyes on what we actually do here and talk about tech and startups and give us both a bit of a break. There are three stories, then, that I think are worth mentioning. First, HQ Trivia is back in some form. Over the weekend, the formerly famous quiz application came back to life after firing its staff and shutting down earlier. According to tweets I saw over the weekend, over 100,000 people turned up for its resurrection. If there was a perfect time for a quiz show that could bring people together like HQ historically has, it's now. I spent more time on Zoom this weekend than when I worked at a meeting-focused startup on a part-time remote basis. We could all use some fun. And remember when HQ Trivia was fun? Turning to the business world, Microsoft reported that it has seen a huge jump in demand for cloud services, with a, quote, 775% increase of its cloud services in regions that have enforced social distancing or shelter-in-place orders. This data point fits neatly into what we've seen from Slack and Zoom, two recent-ish IPOs of companies that help facilitate remote work. Each has seen a usage spike. TC has reported on the boom in usage that cloud startups are seeing, but it may be time for an update to that story, so alex.wilhelm@techcrunch.com if you have some data to share. And finally, it seems clear now that the second wave of post-unicorn era tech layoffs is here. The first started in 2019, but truly came to a head in the post-WeWork Vision Fund crackdown, as portfolio companies of that particular capital canon got to work trying to lose less money in late 19 and early 20. Today, unicorns and smaller startups alike are cutting staff. A job board recently sprung up that tracks these cuts. According to its assuredly partial data from Candor, 52% of consumer tech companies are freezing hires or cutting staff, 48% in business software, and 33% in productivity software. Those are numbers worth keeping an eye on. So what's ahead? What's this next week like? Well, there's not really much to look forward to. And I say that with, honestly, a sigh. There are, once again, no conferences, no earnings, and very little to excite us other than the gyrations of the stock market and worrying about COVID-19. But I do have some good news. Keep in mind that we're about 50 hours, actually less now, from the end of Q1. And that means that it's almost time to start what will easily be the most interesting earnings cycle since 2009. Get hype. Now, every Equity Monday, we grab some funding rounds, and this week's no exception. We have three. I poked around Crunchbase and found what I thought was the coolest thing, the coolest, late, but really kind of early seed rounds. The most recent seed rounds, that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, so three. Indo Services from Reykjavik in Iceland raised €1 million in a seed round from Iceland Venture Studio to build a neobank. Neobanks are kind of long in the tooth here in the US and the UK, among other places, but to hear of one being built in Iceland is, pretty neat. Now, Kaizo from Amsterdam raised $3 million recently in a round led by Gradient Ventures and Partech so that it could, in the words of a publication called TechCrunch, build its, quote, AI-based tools to improve customer service support teams. And finally, Lannistar from London raised £2 million. Now, this is Lannistar, not Lannister. The former is, according to several outlets, a, quote, new banking alternative fintech company, whatever the hell that means, and the latter is a group of jerks from a formerly good show. Now, closing today, I've been thinking about the current pullback in venture capital sentiment and the venture capital investing pace and kind of startup employment as a group. It wasn't that long ago, if you think about it, that not being able to hire quickly enough was a key complaint amongst fast-growing private companies, aka startups. Today, layoff news seems to land a few times daily. It's so frequent, in fact, it's made a number of my texting conversations with friends in the industry pretty sad. All this kind of serves as a reminder that companies operating with more burn than they can quickly reduce without enormous sacrifice live on borrowed time. Startups have felt more durable in the unicorn era than they really are. We're being reminded lately of the fragility of growth-oriented companies that depend on external capital as those funds dry up and expensive growth sheds its valuation premium. Suddenly, old-fashioned business metrics matter more than before, and what was previously called aggressiveness now looks a little bit more like hubris. We're seeing the change of seasons now, or perhaps we've already crossed the threshold from a long summer into a short autumn, but the leaves are falling around us as the global economy itself stutters and slips. It's crap, it's lame, but it's where we are. The correction that we long expected to come has arrived. And that's all we have for today. I hope that you are well, and that all things are good where you are, or as good as they can be. Hugs and love from the Equity Crew. We'll be back Friday morning. I am Alex Wilhelm. This is Equity Monday. You are tremendous. Please stay safe.